Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor, and we do have some more breaking news here, and the lying legacy media is not going to like it. Now, as many of you know, I'm sure many of you saw, within hours of Charlie Kirk's assassination at Utah Valley University, the legacy media went into overdrive, spinning their predictable and pathetic narrative, and it had some variation to it. So one variation sought to distance the Democrats from this guy by emphasizing that it was just a deranged individual, a one-off, completely isolated incident, lone gunman and the like. And then the worst narrative was the attempt at gaslighting that this alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson, was actually a MAGA right-winger. I kid you not, the alleged gunman assassinated Charlie Kirk for not being right-wing enough. That was all over left-wing social media and left-wing media as a whole. But as the FBI investigation unfolds, we're discovering a web of deception that goes far deeper than anyone imagined, and it leads straight to the shooter's bedroom. It has now been confirmed that Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old who apparently confessed to pulling the trigger, he was living in an intimate relationship with a transgender individual transitioning from male to female. We are now getting reports that when FBI agents raided Robinson's St. George, Utah apartment, they discovered something rather extraordinary. His trans roommate had voluntarily handed over a treasure trove of incriminating evidence, text messages, Discord communications, detailed conversations about hiding the murder weapon and the like. And we now know that the messages painted a chilling picture, right? We have to remember that the moment that Charlie was killed, Robinson allegedly pulled the trigger just moments after Charlie answered a question about transgender mass shooters, where he defended, ironically, his assertion that trans shooters are disproportionately represented among mass shootings, given their proportion of the population. And so it does appear that a very radical form of trans activism provided the principal motive behind this shooting. It also explains one of the first details that emerged after they found the gun and the ammunition in the wooded area near the university. One of Robinson's bullet inscriptions included furry culture references, so furry referring to humans wanting to identify as animals. So on one of the bullet casings, Robinson reportedly wrote, "Notice this bulge, OWO, what's this?" So that's a phrase. I mean, it started on the internet years ago, but it got adopted by the furry community as a sexual innuendo. Well, now we're getting images and photos of Robinson's transgender roommate, a fellow by the name of Lance Twiggs, being photographed in furry costumes. And so this key transgender connection obviously shows that Robinson was motivated by trans issues. So the evidence is pointing to the fact that Robinson represents that dangerous intersection where radical political ideology meets personal identity grievances. So as I'm sure many of you know, some of the other inscriptions on the ammunition were, "Hey, fascist, catch," and lyrics from a famous Italian anti-fascist resistance song from World War II, "Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao." So now with the latest bombshell revelation about this intimate relationship with a trans roommate who himself evidenced proclivities to the very furry culture that was splashed in some of the ammunition casings, it's absolutely clear that the motives behind Charlie's assassination were radicalized left-wing identity politics. So the lying legacy media has been completely exposed here. I mean, again, from the moment news broke, leftist media outlets and politicians did absolutely everything they possibly could to distance the shooting from left-wing politics and Democrat Nazi rhetoric. And again, perhaps the most tortured attempt at gaslighting was the attempt at painting Robinson as a right-wing extremist coming from a Christian Republican family that hunts. Representative Dave Minn actually claimed without evidence that Robinson was MAGA. I kid you not. Social media influencers again spread false rumors that he was connected to the Groyper movement despite zero evidence supporting that claim. Again, all they do is lie. But investigators are now coming out and publicly affirming that it was very, very clear that this was a person who was deeply indoctrinated with leftist ideology. Robinson's own family members, high school friends, they've all told investigators that he'd become increasingly politically radical in recent years, ranting against conservative viewpoints, expressing hatred against Charlie specifically. So the eyewitness accounts of his behavior change and his radicalization, the anti-fascist bullet inscriptions, the Italian resistance song lyrics, and now the personal relationship with a furry-inspired transgender partner, it all points to one inescapable conclusion. This was ideologically motivated violence from the radical left, plain and simple. Now, of course, the big picture here, like we talked about yesterday in our live stream, the big picture takeaway from this is that the lying legacy media absolutely, unilaterally, and unconditionally refuses to ever, ever, ever cover an event of left-wing violence as the story itself. That will never happen. Again, Robinson's assassination of Kirk, alleged until proven guilty and all that, but it fits a disturbing and ongoing pattern of incessant left-wing political violence that the legacy media simply refuses to acknowledge, from congressional baseball shootings to Supreme Court justice intimidation campaigns, from two assassination attempts against President Trump to trans mass shooters at Christian schools. We are witnessing an escalating war on conservative voices in America that the legacy media has turned a deliberate blind eye to. Now, you'll note, by contrast, that whenever there is right-wing violence, that is the story. J6 is MAGA. J6 is Trump. But when you have an overt leftist killing in the name of left-wing ideology, that is never, ever, ever allowed to be the story. It was just a one-off. He was just a lone gunman. Or like the pugnacious prick Bill Maher last night. We don't know his motive. We don't know his motive. That feigned ignorance, I mean, when it's convenient, of course, I mean, it's pathetic. Or my favorite, well, both sides do it. It's not just the Democrat. Republicans do it too. Both sides do it. To which, all you have to do is point out, then why aren't Republicans burning every city in the nation down right now? If we're so freaking equal, if there's no difference between the two of us, then why aren't the tens of thousands of Turning Point USA members burning down cities right now? It's because we're not the same. It's not a both sides issue. One side consistently destroys, either as the aggressor or the aggrieved, George Floyd. But one side always turns to violence, whereas the other side turns to prayer vigils. We are not the same. And like I talked about in our first video today, the nation is seeing that. There's nothing short of a great awakening happening with countless numbers of Democrats declaring they have officially left the party after that grotesque display of inhumanity and so many radical leftists celebrating Charlie's murder online, virtually all of whom are, by the way, now in the process of getting fired from their jobs as we speak. We'll do a follow-up video on that tomorrow or Monday. But now, you know, there's actually now a website dedicated to detailing the thousands of examples of morally deformed professionals. I mean, we're talking teachers, professors, doctors, local officials, all posting their depraved glee for all to see online. Well, unfortunately for them, more people are going to see that depravity than they ever imagined in their worst nightmares. The lying legacy media's desperate attempt at gaslighting this assassination has once again failed. The far left radical woke inspiration behind this horror is now undeniable. What happened on 9/10 therefore promises not merely to completely destroy the Democrat left, but it looks like it's going to take down the legacy media with it as well. I love you guys. God bless.